Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Rowell.
Hey, good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Rowell, and you are listening to Your Soul Guidance with me on Transformation Talk Radio. So stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience how to say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to the infinite potential of your soul. This show is all about soul. It's about your soul, how you can activate that potential and express your greatest talents and gifts. And today I am so excited. We have a very special guest, Alison Spellman, the founder of Unleash Your Voice. And she's going to join me to share her incredible story of how you can embrace your true self to live your life on your own terms. If you want to reclaim your true authentic voice, or you think you're not being good enough or you lack self-worth, and you repeat that same story over and over again, maybe just with different characters, but the same outcome. Alison Spellman has been there and broke with it for good. And that's why she's here inspiring us to really, really get you to live your biggest life. Let me introduce Alison. She is the founder of Unleash Your Voice. She's a freelance writer, a speaker, a mompreneur, and an empowerment coach dedicated to helping women redeem and unleash their authentic voice loudly, boldly, and unapologetically. She's also the creator of Sheeple Reform School, that's designed to free women from unknowingly subscribing to a herd mentality, following the crowd and unintentionally undermining their own identity and voice. Alison's passion is fueled by overcoming her own story of settling for less and subscribing to what she calls the cults of captivity, distorted underlying beliefs that we unconsciously worship and blindly follow. And these beliefs came out in various ways for Alison, including compulsive shopping, eating disorders, abusive relationship, job hopping, yo-yo dieting, and unknowingly joining a religious cult. When Alison decided to leave the cult-like religion and everything behind in New York, including her marriage, that's when she truly began to live her life. She started a life she owned rather than living a life full of expectation and self-sabotaging beliefs. Like a phoenix rising from the flames, not only did Alison completely rebuild her life in her mid-30s, she reclaimed her true voice that was silenced for so long. A year later, she built her successful businesses, coached hundreds of women, and married her soul partner, and now she also is the proud mom of a daughter. Let's bring her on. Welcome, Alison.
It's an honor to be with you. Thank you.
Well, it's an honor to have you here, and you have such rich experience. I know you know so well what you're talking about. You've been there, you've lived it, and you completely broke free. So, Alison, I ask all my guests this first question is like, what happens? We say goodbye to our old life, our small self, and at some point we say to the calling of our soul. Have you experienced that turning point in your life?
Yes, I have experienced that turning point in my life, and I call that turning point the switch, because It's like a light switch that you turn on. And for me, I like I said, I had that turning point. For a long time in my life, I would rationalize or try to water down my feelings inside that things in my life just weren't right. And I would hear this inner voice whispering to me, my soul guidance, which is very appropriate for the show, and the divine telling me, Allison, over and over and over again, you're settling for less. You're settling for less. And when my turning point happened, which I'll get to the specific about that turning point, it was at that place that it was like all the circumstances of my life were really laid out on the table for me to see them exactly as they were. No covering up, no sugarcoating it, no ignoring it. These were the cards that I was dealing with in my life. And it was at that moment I had to realize, wow, I need to take responsibility, because for a long time, I was definitely a victim or had a victim mentality. I would blame everything, everyone else, my circumstances, people, but I had to look at my life. And just as you were saying in that intro, I saw the same things, the same patterns repeated in my life over and over again. I was attracting, let's say, different players with different faces, yeah, different names, but you could have interchanged them because it was always the same ending. It was always the same result. And my turning point, and I feel my moment of awakening, was when my grandmother passed away. Mm-hmm. And she had been with me since birth, so I really had two moms in my life, taught me everything from, you know, brushing my teeth to roller skating to how to take care of myself. I mean, all those daily things. And I remember when she passed away, it just opened up my heart and my eyes to how precious and fleeting life really is, and how sad and a tragedy it really was for me not to be open to my possibility to unleash my greatness. And after that moment, I remember sitting in my apartment in New York, just being overwhelmed with feelings I don't know how to do this. I don't know how I'm going to change my life. You know, at that point, just like you said in that introduction, I was a part of a religious cult, part of a very abusive marriage. I really had nothing at that moment to inspire me how I was going to get out of this pit. But I remember I was just like, I'm not going to let the fear of the unknown stop me this time. And I took a step. I took a leap of faith. That switch was flicked, and I knew I couldn't go back. Now, I had a lot of work to do on changing my thinking, because, of course, I was living with a certain mindset for so long. But that moment of awakening was a place where I knew I would never go back, and I was going to find a way to live my life full out.
That is so inspiring. And what was the mindset, Allison, you had when you were like in that kind of victimhood or that life where you basically were wearing a mask? You weren't you.
Yes, that's a great way to put it. I definitely wasn't me. I was the me I thought I had to be, then the me I thought I needed to be to fill a lack of self-worth inside myself. I often think of lack of self-worth, if you can envision an umbrella, and at the top of that umbrella, you can see lack of self-worth, and then it drips down into your heart, into your thinking in different forms, such as, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough. I mean, the list can go on and on. And everything came down to the fact that I thought I wasn't enough. So I would either add things or take things away to be whatever I need to be in that moment or around that person. And that was really my mindset, and it came through in absolutely everything. If I was in a relationship, I knew I was settling for less. I would always try to cover it up. I would have a thought of, well, I know I should be in a loving and deserving relationship, but I'm lucky that anyone would like me. And so the proof of what I really thought would show up into my life. And I had to, and of course, you know, I had a lot of years to work through that, but I had to really shift my mindset from thinking I'm not enough to truly believing I am enough. And here's the kicker. I'm enough just as I am. I'm enough by just being. And when I made that shift and truly believed it, that's when all the players changed, the stage changed, all the circumstances in my life changed. And I am so grateful for that moment of awakening, because that's really what started the fire in my heart to do something and not wait another day.
It's so true. You expressed that beautifully, because when we shift our inner beliefs, our outer world will mirror that and will match that. I'm looking at the clock. We're almost going to a break. For any of you, if you have like that big dream and you want to shift your beliefs and you say, you know what, I am good enough. I want to write that book or start my business or, you know, move to Italy or lose 20 pounds. Who am I kidding? You are not kidding anyone. That's your soul calling. I have designed a 21-day secret soul map to your dreams. You can get that for free. And you can also with that get your free soul reading every Monday morning in your email box. Go to yoursoulguidance.com. That website is yoursoulguidance.com. You are listening to Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have our amazing guest, Alison Spellman, who is going to talk after the break about how to unleash your authentic voice. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24-7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information. Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Transformations Talk Radio. Hi everyone, you're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. We have our special guest, Alison Spellman, and she's talking about how to unleash your authentic voice. But before we go any further, Alison, can you tell the listeners how they can connect with you?
Yes, you can connect with me two ways, actually. One way is through my website, which is unleashyourvoice.com. Again, that's unleashyourvoice.com. And then later in the show, I will definitely tell the listeners more about an empowering free community I created for women called Unleashed Voices, and that is unleashedvoices.com.
And I know I've been there. It's just absolutely beautiful and so inspiring. But we will talk about that in a little bit. Say your website again, Alison.
Sure. It's unleashyourvoice.com.
Unleashyourvoice.com. That's an easy one to remember. Well, as we talk about unleash your voice, it's really important that we do always speak like our authentic voice, but it takes courage. Can you talk about that?
Yes, it definitely takes courage, and it also takes uncovering your authentic voice and embracing your authentic voice. I often describe the process of uncovering your authentic voice like peeling off layers of an onion. Mm. Because of life experiences over the years, what happens is, I think of this all the time when I look at my little daughter who just turned one, how pure she is.
Yeah.
I love her purity of thought. If she wants to do something, she does it. If she was trying to learn how to walk, and of course she's running now, which keeps me very busy, but when she was first learning to walk, it's like she fell down over and over again, but it didn't let her stop. I mean, she didn't let that stop her. She just got right back up. And it's so amazing to watch her, because all those thoughts and all those beliefs and all those interpretations that we have incorporated into our mindset, such as, I can't do it, I'm not good enough, I don't measure up, all those go out the window. And what happens, of course, is life experiences happen, and our interpretation of those life experiences start manifesting their way into our mindset. So we start to build up many thick layers, just like layers on an onion. And the first step is uncovering and pulling back all those thick layers to get back in touch and to embrace and to own that pure core, that untouched core underneath. And that's what I think of as your authentic truth and as your authentic voice. And it's so important to connect with your authentic voice and to own it, because that's who you are. It's your essence. It's your being. And what you have to say and what you feel is just as important as anyone else out there. That was a big thing for me. I would second guess what I was thinking and what I was feeling and what I was speaking. And for some reason, I thought, okay, well, what I believe is okay, but what others believe or what society believes or what the media believes is 100 times better. So I would start to take on their voice as the truth, and it became my reality. But I had to first get really clear on who I really am, and then take it a step further and love who I was, embrace who I was, cherish who I was. I had to fall madly, head over heels, in love with myself and know, as I mentioned before, that who I was, without all these added things, who I was just by being is enough.
And then, Allison, before we were saying, you know, you had these habits of, you know, a lot of shopping and, you know, yo-yo dieting. Did that fall away because you felt more like content and happy with who you are?
Yes. I would say that I still love to shop, no doubt. I still love beautiful clothes, my, you know, Chanel purses, all those things. But all those things that I subscribed to before, they were coming out of a place of need. They were coming out of a place to help me feel more worthy. But before, when I would do my compulsive shopping, I would buy luxury goods. And that was a way for me to present to other people and to somehow put a little Band-Aid on my wound to fill that lack of self-worth. But now that I don't have that need, it's when I go shopping, I enjoy it. I don't do anything that's going to hurt my integrity. Instead of buying all these things that I really couldn't afford and my credit card statements became thicker and thicker every month, instead it's just something I simply enjoy. So all those things, or I should say the need of all those things, fell away. And I often describe it as this, because the need and the why behind your actions is the same thing. If you think of a drink, can either be a need or it can be a beverage. It's two different things. And that's the way I approached all the things in my life. And I get a lot of questions about joining the religious cult. And I always say, you know what, they didn't offer me the Kool-Aid up front. It was not obvious. But there's a reason why me, of all people, would get into a religious cult or a church like I did. It's because I had a desperate need to have a sense of worth by fulfilling a need of belonging. So I was a perfect person to fall into that. But now I'll join groups or interest groups or a church. I belong to a church now, completely different place. I go there because I enjoy it. I like being around people with similar interests and worship. But it's not to fill a need within myself and to fill that why. Or I got clear on the why, that I needed to just be there and be present and be who I was.
And why is it so hard for a lot of us to, you know, talking about claiming your authentic voice, to know what that is? Because we maybe think, well, that's who I am, but we have no idea that that's somebody else's voice, or we're echoing our parents or our teachers or our gurus.
And it's so easy. I often say, do you live a life of expectations or do you live a life you own? And what I mean by that is, are you really living the life that you want? Not what anyone else wants, not what society says you should have or should you be, or all these expectations that come to us. Maybe you're expected to, you know, take over the family business, but that's not really your dream. Or maybe you're expected to be married by a certain age. I mean, the list of expectations go on and on and on. And especially with women, there's so many expectations on the way we look, our success level, our age. I mean, it's really incredible. And I do a workshop where we have a specific exercise where we just start dissecting all of these expectations and to start weighing them out. Is this really what you want, or is this what someone else wants for you? And it's so easy because so many of us, and myself included, we live on autopilot, and everything that comes into our minds, we start to digest and it starts to come through us. So all these other opinions and beliefs. And it really is quite a process to start taking away everything. Again, those layers of the onion to get clarity on what it is you really want. And a lot of that, too, is one of the first steps, too, which I love, is start asking women, what dreams are on your heart that keep weaving in and out of your mind? And what themes, like, no matter how much you try to rationalize it or brush it off or say, oh, I just can't do that because of X, Y, and Z, how much do they still come in through your mind and your heart and you just can't shake it? An example for me, it's amazing, but all through my life, and it got stronger and stronger, was You are here to do something for women. You are here to empower women. You are here to lead women. And, of course, I would brush it off, and I'd be like, well, how can I lead women and be an inspiration when I'm like this? So I would dismiss it and dismiss it and dismiss it. And, of course, once I got clear on my voice and who I was, that was when I was at an amazing place to start a business. And that's what my business is all about, is empowering women to unleash their authentic voice. So I would say that's one of the first steps too. But I would ask women, you know, really look at your life right now and look at the state of your relationships, your health and wellness, your finances, your spiritual connection. Like, really look at those circumstances and those results that are in your life right now. And what do you think about them? What are you happy with? What aren't you happy with? And be honest and open. And that's a great starting point to see whose voice you're really living by.
That is beautiful, Allison. And we're almost heading to a break, so it's perfect. But I want to keep talking about that and what you're saying and why we would settle for less. So all of you who are listening, we have this amazing guest, Allison Spellman, talking about Unleash Your Authentic Voice. And can you name your website again, Allison?
Sure. It's www.unleashyourvoice.com.
Well, stay tuned, everyone. You're up for more great, great inspirational talk about how to unleash your authentic voice, and I would add unstoppable self, because when you unleash that voice, you are really up for such a big, wonderful journey, and see, as Allison's been sharing, what that led up for her. Stay tuned. We're going to go to the break, and we will be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends. Transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Today my special guest is Alison Spellman, who's talking with us about Unleash Your Voice. Alison, how can people connect with you and all the wonderful things you have to offer?
They can connect with me through www.unleashyourvoice.com. And I would love to invite all the women out there. I created a free, empowering community for women, for them to share, connect, inspire one another, and most of all, for them to honor their authentic voice. And that is www.unleashedvoices.com.
And it's beautiful. I can wholeheartedly recommend you go there. It's very rich. You can just spend a lot of time just being inspired. It's all these different topics, and there is so much material and things to read and to do. So it's Unleash the Voices. Alison, say that again.
Yes, it's unleashedvoices.com. And this is a platform I created for women to honor their authentic voice. So you may be a pro at unleashing your voice. That's great. Come to the community and help other women to do the same thing. Or maybe you need practice or a safe forum to use your voice where you're not going to feel judged or criticized. This is the perfect place for that as well.
Beautiful. Oh, Alison, I know you said you have this beautiful inspirational poem, and I think it would be so wonderful if you could read that for us. Are you willing to do that?
I am incredibly willing to share this poem with you and your listeners. And this, it's called You Unplugged. And I called it You Unplugged because I often think of when you see performers perform unplugged, that means no electric guitar or no lights or all these added things. The one thing that you are paying attention to is the performer's voice. There's nothing else. And that's what I describe too when you're living authentically. It's like you are being you unplugged just as you are. So I will read it now. As I look into the mirror, what I see reflected back is truth. I stand bare, I stand as I am, in all my radiant, unapologetic, and shining glory. The world has suddenly opened up to all that I can. Stripped of all the I can'ts, should'ves, would'ves, or if-onlys, no longer covered with remorse, guilt, or shame. I peeled those layers and let them go with love, no more searching for something or someone to blame. I put down my guitar. I turned off my amp. I made a different choice to live out loud and unplugged to honor my voice. Although I am naked, there is no need for me to hide in others, in things, in ideals, because love is on my side. You see, I smashed the mirror that held me back, the one that warped and twisted my reality. I replaced it with one that reflects the beauty that was already there. I was just too confused to see. Today I stand naked, yet clothed with peace and possibility. My light shines from within and illuminates my way, trusting my inner guide to keep me safe and letting my authentic voice have a say. It has been quite a journey, one I will always continue on. Every step has made me stronger, adding lyrics to my unapologetic song. Yes, I stand before the mirror naked, with nothing reflected but love. Yes, this is my truth. This is my reality. This is the reflection I have always dreamed of. I embrace my essence. I express my being. I embody my truth. I own who I am. And I am perfection personified.
That's beautiful. I get the chills. That is beautiful. That's your authentic voice, right?
Yes. That's about the authentic voice and knowing again, just being who you are is enough. And it's always been enough. And this is one thing that took me a long time to understand, but I really want to express it to your listeners. Self-worth is not something you have to work for. It's not something that you have to prove. It's not something that's outside of yourself, hoping one day you will attain. Self-worth is within you right now. You are one. Now it's a step of believing that. That's the crucial step. But again, self-worth is something that you already have. You are worthy by just being.
Wow, and I believe that people connect mostly with you when your most authentic self, when you, with all you have and you don't have, or you think you should have, when you look at children, there's no criticism. But when we start pretending to be someone else, or we put on a mask, there's always a disconnect in relating to you. If I've seen it over and over, and even in my own life, when I put out something that's not like 100% authentic, it somehow doesn't connect. People don't get it. Have you experienced that too?
I have experienced that. And the very same thing when I put out something that maybe I had to learn this beginning in my career before I really found my authentic voice in expressing myself through my business and my newsletters.
Yeah.
I did more formula related things and it didn't feel right to me. And I went ahead and put it out and people didn't connect to me. I did what I thought I should be doing or what others told me to do in order to, you know, achieve results. And when I started the business I have now, I put all that aside and I really was so glad. I said, you know what, the people that are going to connect with me, they'll connect with me. And the people that don't connect with me, that's okay. They're going to find other people to connect with. I have to stay true to my heart and my voice. And that has, I know that feeling. And you know when it's not fully you.
Yeah, and it's uncomfortable. And
it's uncomfortable.
It's scary, even.
It's scary, exactly. And there's not an inner peace. I mean, people often say, well, how do I know if I'm living with my authentic voice or my authentic self? And to me, when you are living your authentic truth, it's like you have stepped into a peaceful song. And it doesn't mean there's going to be challenges, you know, not thrown at you, or you're going to be rattled at sometimes, but you stand strong. But when you are living with a mask or living under a facade or some idea of what you should be, it's like static on the TV. It's just mass chaos all the time. And you're always constantly worried, looking over your shoulder. Is someone going to find out? Is this good enough? Yeah. What if I'm exposed? It's the opposite of that sweet song, that inner peace that you have when you know who you are and you're not going to apologize for it. There's no need to apologize for it. You are who you are.
That's enough. Well, we're going to a break. If you want to connect with Allison, go to her beautiful website, unleashyourvoice.com. And we'll be right back. I want to talk with Allison a little bit about when we settle for less or when we really fear to speak our authentic voice, what we should do then. But that's all after the break. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, we're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia. Today we have our special guest, Alison Spellman, talking about how to unleash your authentic voice. And I was just thinking that, Alison, if you're sitting out there and listening and thinking, you know, if I listen to my authentic voice, I just know I have to leave my relationship because I know I have to speak that, but I'm scared to speak my authentic voice because of the consequences.
That's what a great question. Say? And you know, there's so many different variables in this situation. And, you know, I always want to preface it with this. If you feel in any way that speaking your authentic voice is going to be a dangerous situation for you, then obviously go get help. But let's take a few steps back. First of all, someone needs to get a lot of clarity that they really are connecting to their authentic voice. Is that what is speaking to you? Start there. Also, start to look at the why behind you wanting to get out of this marriage. Do you want to get out of the marriage because you honestly feel that it would be an empowering decision for you, that in every way, shape, or form, you're settling for less? Or are you just running away from the marriage and are you going to run right back into the same situation? Because that can happen a lot, too. I would say, though, because I do get this question a lot, and I have coached women, and many times women want to leave their marriage because of the relationship with their partner. But the flip side of that is the woman hasn't entirely spoken up. So all these things that have bugged them over the years about their partner, it's like he didn't have a fair chance either because she disagreed to it or didn't say anything or said, oh, that's fine, it's fine. So all this stuff has been building up. So my first suggestion is I have a mantra in my head that see it, say it. And I have to remind myself that all the time. If you see it, say it. If something really does bother you, you have to speak up and say it. And it does take courage. And guess what? It's just like working out. You're not going to do a triathlon if you just start working out. Choose something. Start with baby steps. Start that way. And it builds up your courage to do it. It really does. But start speaking up. And just be aware, though. I mean, it depends on how long you've been in this situation. But if you are starting to change the playing field, the other person, I mean, it is going to be a shock for the other person because they're going to be like, whoa, this isn't what I'm used to. What's going on here? And do expect that.
Yeah. Well, that's very valuable information, Alison. But now I want to get to that brilliant book you've written. Can you talk about that?
Yes, it is called 40 Days of Voice Redemption, a daily devotional to unleash your authentic voice. And what I did when I was going through my awakening, and like I said, those moments of I don't know how I'm going to get out of this situation, I have a will and a way, I journaled and I wrote a lot of prayers to God, and that's who I worship to. In these prayers, I found this journal right before Christmas time, actually last year, happened to fall out of my closet. I'd forgotten I had written this, and I was so moved at where I was when I wrote these to where I was now. I was like, oh my gosh, I have got to use these and rework them and put them into a daily devotional to help other women, because those journal writings were prayers, and they really unlocked my authentic heart. So that's exactly what I did, is they inspired me. I took them, I broke them down into 40 prayers. You may look at them as meditations, whatever it is, whatever source you connect to, you can certainly use that source. And they're, like I said, a daily devotional. And underneath every single devotional, there's some questions to review and write in your own journal to get you thinking about the process of who you are and why you're here in the world.
That's so great. And where can people find that, Allison?
They can actually order it in my shop at unleashyourvoice.com.
Okay. And talk about, I mean, you're doing something else exciting. You're going on a tour.
I am. I have an amazing partner, Dee Rivera, who's a relationship expert. And starting next month, we're starting in Greenport, New York. Yeah. After that, we're doing stops in Connecticut, Philadelphia, New York City. But the workshop itself is called Decoding Your DNA, How to Unleash Your Authentic Voice to Live and Love Deliberately. And it's an all-day live workshop for women. And I'm taking the first half of the workshop on uncovering and unleashing your authentic voice. And then Dee's going to take a step further on just helping you to be authentic in relationships. So it's a fun day. You can also visit decodingyourdna.com to get more information about that.
That sounds really yummy, I must say.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's really a girl's day out, so there's going to be goodie bags and spa services too. So we say, you know, we're giving you the inner glow though. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, it sounds so wonderful, Allison. But before we get to the end, I still want to ask you that, you know, what is like the first step if you get to the point where you're saying to yourself, I don't want to settle for less? Where do we begin?
That is a great question. Yeah, you have the thought, I don't want to settle for less anymore. I think the first step is to ask yourself, why have you been settling for less? What is it? Start to uncover that why, because until you uncover that why and shift that why, like I said, the same things are going to attract into your life over and over and over again and pinpoint. And I always say awareness is the first step. And then if you want further coaching, please visit my website on unleashyourvoice.com, because it is a process, but you will get there without a doubt. But you have to first get aware of what it is. What need are you trying to fill within yourself? Why do you think that you have to settle for less? Why do you feel you can't settle for limitless instead?
That is beautiful. And as you look at your own life now, Allison, what is the thing you're most excited about right now, where you don't settle for less, where you unleash your voice, where you're like, I'm going for it?
I think where I'm at right now doing this book tour, speaking tour, but then I'm working on a motivational memoir, which is all about my story. I am incredibly excited about that. And I shared this with you really fast, but I think the thing that excited me the most in the past year was I opened up a vision book that I had built when I was sitting there in my New York City apartment with my life falling apart, saying, I don't know how I'm going to do all this. So I built a book. I mean, I skipped the board and went to a book. And I couldn't believe it last year. I opened it up and all those things, everything on those pages have come true. So I went from nothing, building that book with, I have no idea how I'm going to do this, but this is what I want, to having it all. So tell me if that's not a testimony of what can happen when you embrace your authentic truth with no apologies. That makes me excited. I'm excited to do that for other women and help countless women honor their authentic voice.
Well, definitely, you're totally excited and so passionate about it.
I feel like this is my calling, and that's another thing too. I mean, sometimes women don't know what their dreams are. I mean, what do you have energy around? Like, for me, it was my story, and when I had that taste of authentic freedom, I was blown away. I'm like, this is my calling. Like, this is why I went through everything, is to help other women show that there is a different way. There is a choice. So, I mean, ask yourself, what kind of energy do you, what energy do you have around? What things, what life experiences are you passionate about? What challenge did you overcome? Some of the best businesses from friends of mine are built on challenges that they overcame, and now they're inspired to help other people overcome those same challenges.
That is beautiful, Allison. We're coming to the end of the show. Please mention your website one more time.
Sure, it's www.unleashyourvoice.com.
Well, thank you so much. This is so inspiring. And what you're saying about the story, you know, is just beautiful. And for all the listeners, if you want to get, you know, really into, you take that leap, you go after your dream, and you really, you know, want that courage, I wrote a book, a best-selling book. It's called A Suitcase Full of Faith. It teaches you how to live fearlessly and go after your biggest dreams. And the key here is that your biggest point of power is to listen to that inner voice. I call it the voice of your soul, where your soul always and always guides you to the best destinies. If you want to learn how to get in touch with that, go to www.suitcasefulloffaith.com, www.suitcasefulloffaith.com. And thank you so much for tuning in. We're live each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, at 8 Mountain Time, and at 6 Pacific Time. Have a wonderful week. Next week, we're back with an amazing guest. And stay tuned. Have a great day. This was Saskia.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, The body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.